Modavina Boisai, lessons from the Lev. Woke up, okay. Parshas Matos Masli with the great schus of finishing a sefer this week. It's going to be a wonderful Shabbos. Matos Masli, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Av, Menachem Av. And I want to bring out, I think, a very, very important lesson that we should be thinking about. I had this schus, I don't even know if our Ben knows this, of last night being gluttonous, and I wanted to have Malava Malka. So I had Malava Malka. And I felt bad that we were all eating together Malava Malka and nobody was speaking. So I spoke a little bit. So I thought about a lot to what I spoke about last night and how we have to focus during this time of Ben Mitzarim, the 3 weeks, we have to focus on what we're missing. And I think what I tried to speak out last night is actually to feel bad for the fact that we don't even know what we're missing. And sometimes this comes to us when it comes to Rachman al-Aslan, when we do something wrong. The worst avers that we can do are ones that we don't even care so much about. That we discount to being, okay, it is what it is. Nope. I have an excuse, you know. So our parasha is pretty remarkable because it's really, in some ways, the end of the Torah, right? Devarim really is just a review of everything that happened. So one would expect this is going to be it. This is going to be now the big charge, the big mitzvah. And one of the last mitzvahs that Moshe Rabbeinu is given and is seen in our parsha is Ari Miklat. Ari Miklat is one of the most interesting of halachos, Gemara Makos. Somebody who killed unintentionally, way back when, Parshas Mishpatim, Inu Yadav Samtelecha. I've made for you a place to go. He unintentionally killed. I almost did this once. True story. My amazing father-in-law, my in-laws now who live in Eretz Yisrael, pretty crazy. I ran away from them. They ran to us. And so my father-in-law is very, very handy. And when we lived in Bergenfield and we were, I wanted to do Sundays. He used to come over. We had a little deal. He bought us Costco and we let him come over. And So I would do things around the house, and I would ask him. I didn't know what I was doing, so I really wanted him to do it, but he was very into, you have to do it yourself, right? And he would help me. So I told him, I want to change the shutters on the house. And there was a big house, and Baruch Hashem, and it was on the second floor, and he's like, okay, we can get a ladder. I go, what, are you crazy? No, I wanted you to do it. So he got a ladder from my neighbor, and he made me go all the way up, and he's telling me what to do. Taking the shutters, I'm a little crazy. I'm on like the second floor, whatever. So I have the drill, and I'm drilling it in, and it's very hot outside, I remember. And I drop the drill. And the drill, you see, you know, one of those things. What do you say when what are you supposed to say? You're supposed to say something like, you know, heads up or something like that. But it was my father-in-law, so I didn't say anything. And so it hit his head. Rachmanullah, it hit his head. And started bleeding. And my father-in-law is a very big tzaddik. He's like, oh, everything's fine. You know, and he's putting something on it and you see the blood coming out of it. I'm like, uh-oh. So Rachmana, if God forbid, something really, really happened, all of a sudden, like, you know, my wife would start running after me. I have to run to the Ermiklot if we were in Eretz Yisrael, right? I ran to Eretz Yisrael. What's going to happen? Right? So what happens? The pasuk tells us in the parsha what Ari Miklot is, we understand. And in fact, in Sefer Devarim, right, in Parshas Ve'eschanan, we're going to have, again, a repetition of this. Then again, Devarim Yotes tells us, again, the Pasuk tells us about Ari Miklat, something unique about Ari Miklat. Gemara Makos, Daf Yudam Aveis, Rashi quotes this, and says that, it says, Tachin Lecha HaDerech, make for yourself a derech. So the Gemara asks, what does that mean? What does the Pasuk mean when it says that? It says that it used to say, Miklat, Miklat. There were signs all over Eretz Yisrael. So those that ran to Eretz Yisrael were able to know. They had to run because they unintentionally killed somebody. They didn't do it on purpose. Now they're going to go to Ari Miklat. They knew where to run. So the question is, the Brisker Rav asked the following question. Why is the Torah so concerned about this guy? This guy's not the greatest guy in the world. He unintentionally killed somebody. My case is not the greatest case. But a real case, a guy put a boar for his shus harabim. Right? Excuse me for saying it. Nachman al-Aslan, we're thinking about those in Surfside. So somebody's responsible over there. He didn't intentionally want to kill all the people that he killed. But that's an Ari Miklat guy. He was careless in what he did, whoever was responsible. So you have signs for these people? Says the Brisker Rav, I have a question for you that makes no sense. Why are there no signs for those Aliyah L'Regel? There should be big, huge signs. People are coming really far away. Sometimes I tell my kids about this. I said, we don't live so far from Yerushalayim by car. I said, what's going to happen? Shibata Beis HaMikdash. We're gonna have to walk? We're going to have to take, horse and buggy or what? I don't know. My kids are like, oh, you're crazy, There are no signs. Guys bring up Bikurim. He's in Beit Shan. I don't know. He's in the Shomron. He's what? Where are the signs? Tell him where to go. Ari Miklat, there are signs all over the place, the Pasuk says. What's Miyuchad, says the Brisker Rav, about here the guy did something wrong. So, the Brisker Rav writes, I'll give you the Balabatish answer. The easy answer, not my answer. The Balabatish answer is, a guy's running for his life. People could be chasing him now. Right? The son of the person that he unintentionally, he's running after him to kill him. No, he's going to start now opening up ways and recalculating. He's in Guilford, New York. He's got no service. Recalculating. Nobody crazy? He's like, okay, fine. I'll use Google Maps. Yeah. He's going to die. So he needs signs. He's got to get there quickly. Says the Brisker Rav, nah, I got a better answer for you. It's not so Balabatish. This is the MS Lamito. He says, who is this guy? This guy's embarrassed. The Tachlis Hadvarim, when a person even unintentionally does something wrong, he should have busha. He's not going up to another person and go, excuse me. So here's the thing. I kind of killed somebody. And there are people running after me. Well, excuse me. Where's the Ari Miklat around here? He's embarrassed. And therefore, the Torah recognized the Ribono Shel Olam in his infinite wisdom. The Gemara tells us there were signs all over the place. But there has to be a greater lesson over here. In fact, the Brisker Rav quotes the opposite idea. He says that the great Elkanah, the father, of course, of Shmuel HaNavi, when he would do Aliyah L'Regel, he would go a crazy path so that he could pass as many cities as possible. With all of his stuff, he would camp in different places, and people would say to him, where are you going with all your kids? He says, I'm going up to do Aliyah L'Regel. He wanted people to ask him, because he was such simcha that he was going to be able to go up to Yerushalayim, and we're told that that was the schos, says the Brisker. The schos was that he had a Shmuel HaNavi. Here's something strange. If I was to ask you, and I'm not going to ask this because I want to embarrass you, right? Tomorrow morning, we're going to lift up the Torah. They're going to do a Hagba. Such a hard Hagba here, huh? Yeah, anybody can do Hagba. And you do a Hagba, you lift the Torah, and we point to the Torah. I don't know. It depends who you are. Some people say, you're not allowed to, another time I'll tell you why we dafka should be pointing to the Torah. Some people like to do this because, you were told as a kid, don't point. Fine. V'zoi sa Torah, we say. V'zoi sa Torah, so some Moshe of the name of Israel. Everybody says that pasuk. But if I were to ask most of you, what is that pasuk talking about? Where is that pasuk? Pasuk is in Vayeschana. You know what the pasuk is in the middle of talking about? Ari Miklat. It's true that others say it's talking about. You have a Rabbeinu Bachaya says no. It's talking about the Seres Hadibros. So it's talking about the Torah itself. But some say no. Vizayis haTorah. You know what the Torah is? The lesson of Ari Miklat. So what's the lesson of Ari Miklat? The lesson is that we have to care. Dafka, when we're talking about Ari Miklat, that we care about other people. That I care. So much of our lives is surrounded around not caring, not giving a hoot. You know who I care about? Myself. Somebody said a very beautiful vort. I have this chos. I don't even teach you guys. So I teach the Mechina Israeli guys, the Mari Kohen guys. So I teach them too. So before, somebody gave a beautiful vort over Maron, and he said beautifully, right, I've heard this before, but I heard this from Rabbi Dr. Tursky. Blessed memory, he said this idea. He says, you see a guy, he's sitting there eating the steak. He's like, I love steak. Steak is delicious. He's like, yeah, you love steak so much? Is that why you killed the cow? And you love steak? You don't love steak, you love yourself. Right? The fisherman, I love fish. You don't love fish. You love yourself. You love getting a parnasa. The shepherd loves the sheep so much. What, look what I'm doing. I'm such a great shepherd. He's eating all the... Why is he eating all the grass? So he gets fatter, so you have a good shawarma. No. Why don't we care? When it comes to Navera, Mamish, Navera... Oh, then we care. That's ridiculous. We would never do that. But unintentionally? I don't even think about it. I'm sorry to say, but an unintentional Avera is what we're doing now 3 weeks. Unintentionally, we're not thinking about Yushalayim. It's terrible. Just have this chus, my son. This will be one of the CMs I'm going to let you go to. My son and I have been doing a Mori Katan. He has this amazing desire. I really think it's so beautiful. We unfortunately, we started learning last year, the COVID year, not knowing that my son's a little kid. He's 15 years old. So he's finished already, I don't know. Just my son and I, besides the yeshiva. We finished, I don't know, 5 mesechtas already. And he said, Abba, I want to show the boys here in Missouri. Some of you understand what I'm talking about. I want to show them that even a cool kid like me, he's very much like me, obviously. Good basketball kid, this and that. I don't know, I've been told some stories in the canteen, unfortunately. But just like me. And he said, I want to show them that a kid my age can be Messiah and Masechta. It just happens to work out this way. I know you're going to laugh, but it's really true. So we only have 4 daftim left. Just happens to be. We started it already before Pesach. My turn. I'm not sure. I don't know. Stay tuned. But it might be during the 9 days. So we're just reading the daf today in Mori Katan, Chav Dalet, I think. And there it talks about Nebuch, when they started writing what we know today as Megillas Eicha, the first few parakim. And Yirmiyahu comes out with it. And the Melech Yehoyakim, he tells over, Eicha Yashav Badad! Nah! So much so, he's so upset by the psukim that he's told, he takes it, he rips it up. The Gemara says he actually takes out the Shem Hashem first and then burns the Torah. Yirmiyahu's writing of Eicha. And everybody started ripping, they rip Kriya. But what was the source? Every time he tells them another thing, he says, nah, it can't be, I'm a king. Can't happen to me. So they said, well, maybe they ripped Kriya because he was telling over a horrible, horrible nevuah of what's going to happen. Gemara rejects it. You know what the Gemara rejects that says? Because it wasn't a horrible nevuah. They had a chance to do tshuva. They just would have listened to it. What's remarkable about the Chodesh that we're going to have starting Shabbos is that the Chodesh is actually not called Av. We're not supposed to call it Av. If you write a ksuva, you're supposed to call it, it's called Menachem Av. The yesod of the is unbelievable. Is sadness? No, Menachem. I can't. The minute after it's over, Shabbos Nachem. Shifted to Chemta, they have 7 weeks of Nechama and only 3 weeks of sadness. Why? Because if you get it, the Rabbanu Shalom says, I'm here with you. If you understand something's going on, we're missing something called a Beis HaMikdash. Oh. If you recognize that even unintentionally when you do something wrong, it's bad. And the Avera can go in the opposite way too, Rabbi Yisai. Where I'm doing a Besimcha, something amazing, and I don't recognize Besimcha what I'm doing. That's also an unintentional Avera. But it can't be, and this is what's remarkable, that's the Vizoy Satara, that's the lesson. The Rambam, in ending off in his 11th Perek, in Hilchos Malachim, tells us who's Melech HaMashiach Asid, it's going to be based on it. What's he going to do? What's going to be the big thing? Azi Avdil Moshe. He's going to make Ari Miklas. How can it be? He's going to make Ari Miklas? That's Mashiach? What it meant? There's people... No. You know what's going to happen in the times of Mashiach? You've seen those great signs on the highway. I don't know who was the signage man who thought he knew English in Israel and wrote Petak Tikwa, you know, and writes in the funny English, Nidvei Dwan Waniel, you know, whatever. But there's going to be signs in the time of Mashiach, and Mitzvah Hashem, we won't need the sign, but we'll see the sign, and we'll be on the highway, and we got to get to the Beis HaMikdash. So we're doing, you know, you're only supposed to do 90 kilometers. I live in Israel 13 years. I have no idea what kilometers are. I don't know. I just go fast. And right? And all of a sudden you're doing 120, 130, 140, and then you pass a sign that says Ari Miklat, and maybe you're gonna slow down and say, you know what? I care about somebody else. I don't want to kill somebody. It's all about me because I got to get on time to shul because I'm late to shul. So, you know what I'm going to park in the handicap spot. I've never seen a handicapped person in my life. A from handicap? No such thing. Because I got to get to shul. I don't care about anybody else but myself. That's a korban. Mashiach says you can't have Mashiach, you can't have a Beis HaMikdash without caring for other people. Yes, we know. Sinas Chinam is what destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. We unintentionally don't like other people. We're not being bad. How are you talking? Somebody walks into the Beis Medrash, he's a teen, he's whatever, and he's just disruptive when a great Gadol Hador is giving a drasha. So you work together with him. You make him feel good about yourself. Why? Because you know ultimately you can change somebody's life with a good word. And with just going like this to him, get out of here, what are you doing? I'm giving a shir, don't you see? I'm on YU Torah, don't you know who I am? They could lose him. The bracha should be, Rabbi Yisai, that we should take this time. I'm shocked. I kept the time. Now, we should be zaycha that we should understand this message. As I said yesterday, such a beautiful vort I had never heard before. I gave my grandfather's vort of Chomis Abel Rishraim Zaycha Rav Simchasoy. So I heard the other vort. Said it. I don't remember. I think it was in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Like, it's a chutzpah to say this line in a way. Because, Komis Avul Yisharayim Zoycha Raya. What do you mean, Besimcha? So, what are we saying? Only we will be able to say Besimcha? And Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and the Chavetz Chaim? They weren't Misavel? No. Zoycha Raya Besimcha is they understood the Simcha of the Beis HaMikdash. They understood what we were missing. They weren't unintentional and say, it's the 3 weeks, whatever. As I said last night, I think the reason why so many new chumras were invented that probably were not the intention initially of the halacha is because we're dying to feel it, like Rav Soloveitchik says. It's the opposite effect. We have to go into it gradually. Avelis, you start off, stark Avelis, no tefillin, it's crazy. No brachas. Anino, sitting on the floor. We have to work ourselves into it because we don't even understand. We don't even appreciate. But we have to give ourselves a chance, as I said before. We have to work on that idea of not living a life as unintentional Jews and just saying, okay, yeah, no. I'm a Tinoch Shanishba. I grew up in this neighborhood. I went to this high school. I went to that. It's not my fault. I have ADD, ADHA, blah, 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 whatever. I'm on 16 medications. And therefore, I could be with... No. Be an intentional Jew. Say, okay, this isn't good. I have to focus on it. Well, how deal of the Abdullahs? Why is it when you hear stories about the greatest of sports players, won't mention their names in the Beis Medrash, but you named a Kolo for one of them. So, Pasha, that or the DJ who plays on 3 weeks. But so let's go back to the other guy. So you hear the story about that guy, and he was there before anybody else. He said, he doesn't think he was the best. He tried. I gave you an eitzah, which you know, according to some, maybe against halacha. When you're about to go to sleep, before you go to sleep, put on the earphones and listen to some music that's stirring about Yerushalayim. Okay, I think the suggestion of YouTube didn't go very well. Apparently, nobody knows what it is. But to be able to see the Beis HaMikdash, you see pictures of it with beautiful music. You see the Kotel, which hopefully you miss so much. There are many hard parts of being in camp for the summer, but to be for 8 weeks, to miss so much Birchas Kohanim, to miss before COVID, for years I had a great schus. I tried. You're lucky. You guys don't understand what I'm talking about. That I shouldn't have to rip Kriya. What a chutzpah. I live in Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to rip Kriya. That means 30 days I didn't care about seeing the Kotel. What's wrong with me? There are great gedolim who actually hold that nowadays you shouldn't rip one gadol who says this. I'm not going to mention the name because I'm not 100% sure. I never saw him actually say this. A Rav told me that he said this. He says, you don't rip Kriya. You know why? He says, because you don't care about Yerushalayim. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, he's talking about people that live in Yerushalayim, he goes, you don't rip Kriya. So he's like, oh, because we live in Yerushalayim. He says, no, because you're a chutzpah person. You live in Yerushalayim, you didn't go to the Kotel for 30 days? You don't have the schus of ripping Kriya. Chutzpah. You don't even care. You have no Agmas Nefesh. You're right there and you don't even go. Oh, unintentional. You can't tell me I did anything wrong. I wasn't such a bad person. That's what we have to focus on, what I say. It's very hard 3 weeks. It's hard. And it may be harder, right, when you're not Margish anymore. I was joking a little bit, but I'm not joking. I think the camp has to feel. You can't have every day a siyum. You should have a day. If you're somebody like me, I hate milchiks. It's the worst week of my life. Good, yishkayach. And yes, you should have a siyum. Yes, you should have one or two. It's important. But I should be margish the fact that I'm not allowed to feel I'm allowed to have basar. To feel what that means. To think about basar karbanos. To think about Rav Kook's concept. It wasn't just he was a vegetarian because he believed in, you know, kumbaya and, you know, animals. No. It bothered him. And Rav Kook ate when it was a Suda's mitzvah. But I'm going to eat. I can't experience what karbanos was. And that's the bother us. We have to be intentional Jews. We should be zeichet to be intentional Jews, specifically when it comes to everything that we do. But specifically in these 3 weeks when we're supposed to be thinking about the Churban Habayis. And with that, that will be the true simcha of understanding this, what the simcha was of this Beis Mikdashenu. We should be zeichet to see the Bayis Shlishi. Yibana b'meheiru v'yameinu amein.